listen to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor. Whoa, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. How are you? To all our fans worldwide, to our fans in the country. If you're listening from beyond these borders, good for you. I salute your dedication to this leaky lifeboat of pop culture taste making. Anyway, enough of my blather. Let's get on with, this guy's good.
Yeah. feel it again. I'm a loser, no chance to win. Leaves start falling, come down is calling. Loneliness starts sinking in. But I'm one, I'm one. And I can see that this is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
So tight. Where do you get that walk oh so lean? Your shoes and your shirts all just right. I'm one, I'm one. And I can see that this is me, and I will be. Gibson without a case, but I can't get that even tanned look on my face. Ill-fitting clothes and I blend in the crowd. Fingers so clumsy, voice too loud. This is me, and I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one.
What's my number? I wanna.
That is one of the less subtle love songs in the Simon and Garfunkel canon, Baby Driver, from Bridge Over Troubled Water. And yes, that's where the movie takes its name. And, you know, it's not a bad movie. The last half hour kind of falls to pieces. But overall, you know, everyone's having fun. John Hamm is certainly having fun. And so is Kevin Spacey. And he also had fun in American Beauty. So he knows how to have fun. Before that, The Who, I'm One from Quadrophenia, and Van Morrison, Call Me Up in Dreamland from his band and the Street Choir. One of his, one of the successful albums he had at the start of his solo career. It was like five in a row, boom, 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 and that was like right in the thick of it. And we're going to move right along now with, moving from Simon and Garfunkel to Woody Guthrie. This is a Woody Guthrie song that was also covered by the Everly Brothers, of whom the Simon Garfunkel were fierce devotees. And what song is it? Why, it's this one.
Kiss your red ruby lips. Who's gonna be your man? Papa's gonna shoe my pretty little feet. Mama's gonna glove my hand. Sister's gonna kiss my red ruby lips. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. Sister's gonna kiss my red ruby lips. I don't need no man. The fastest train I ever did ride was 100 coaches long. And the only woman I ever did love was on that train and gone. On that train and gone, boys, on that train and gone. The only woman I ever did love was on that train and gone. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your red ruby lips? Who's gonna be your man? Mama's gonna shoe my pretty little feet. Mama's gonna glove my hand. Sister's gonna kiss my red ruby lips. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. Gonna kiss my red ruby lips. I don't need no man.
to Times Square, and ever since I've been hanging around there. I do what I want and I want what I see. Could only happen to me.
Free he was. That's Lou Reed with I'm So Free, Transformer, his sophomore album, and really the mulligan to his career. The first album really didn't sell so well, so David Bowie saw fit to you know remedy that. Before that, we had John Cale with Adelaide from his first album, Vintage Violence. Paris 1919 is the one that gets the most acclaim, but it's a fine album. And he said in his memoirs that he only wrote those songs to see if he could actually do a solo album, and he did, and he could, and it's a fine album, as I said just now. And we start off with Woody Guthrie, Who's Gonna Shoe Your Pretty Little Feet Later, covered by the Everly Brothers, and that came off of Mule Skinner Blues, the Ash Recordings Volume 2, which comes off the Smithsonian Folkways label in 1997, and I would say, pound for pound, record for record, that is the most important record label to come out of this country in its history. More than CBS, more than Columbia, more than any of the others you can name. They all pale in the shadow of Smithsonian Folkways, because it gave the Woody Guthrie songs a wide release. Leadbelly, Pete Seeger, Odetta, and the tribal songs of the First Nations, and on and on and on. If you're ever at the Smithsonian, check out what they got there, because it's some fine stuff that'll just absolutely blow your mind. Now, let's get to the legally mandated PSA. The Boston Green Fest weekend of August 11th to 13th. 11th to the 13th. And no, it's not that kind of green fest, you dirty beatniks. Come celebrate the 10th annual Boston Green Fest. It's free, it's fun, it's for everyone. It has live music, dance, exhibits, a fashion show, movie screenings, and great food. It's innovative, it's eco-friendly, it's multicultural. Join us for Boston Green Fest at City Hall Plaza and Faneuil Hall for an unforgettable weekend from August 11th to the 13th. And come together to learn, celebrate, and exchange ideas for a greener Massachusetts. Please visit bostongreenfest.org for more information. And yes, I know that that what I was reading could have been gone through the editing a bit more, but it still stands. It's going to be a fun time. You should really go. And yes, City Hall does look like a giant concrete turd, but they've really tried to, beautify a bit in the past few years and have some fun there. They had the Donna Summer Roller Disco thing. They have they had Boston Calling there for a while. They even had the Yeah Yeah Yeahs there about 10 years ago, and I was working at a building across the way and saw a song, didn't really understand what I was watching, and so I left, and that is one of my great cultural shames, but you should go. It'll be a fine time. Anyway, moving along, here's a song from a guy who ran for governor of a state, and no, it's not Bill Lee, it's Kinky Friedman.
Gonna get you and snatch you up and whip you off to boogie land. If you don't watch out, they'll make you scream and shout. Be the boogie man.
I'm gentle as a lamb. Got a dog named Frog and a VW van. The neighbors all think he's an insurance man. But when the moon come out, the kids all shout, hey, bring him out. Hey, bring him out. He picks up his guitar. There's a change inside, from the good Dr. Jekyll to the bad. Up here's a high. Come on and clap your hand for the boogie man. Lord, he the wicked master of the screaming telecaster and the one-night stand. Boogie man. He the boogie man. A lamb, got a mean old lady, keeps him gentle as a lamb. Got a dog named Frog and a VW van. The neighbors all think he's an insurance man. But when the moon come out, the kids all shout, hey, bring him out. Hey, come on, bring him out. He picks up his guitar. There's a change inside, from the good Dr. Jekyll to the bed. I'm in the high. We'll be right back.
Of course, that's Paul McCartney and Wings with a song that was sort of, but not really, on Band on the Run. The song was Hell on Wheels, and it was about their Land Rover, because when you're a Beatle, you can write songs about your Land Rover. It was originally released as a single, but for American release, he was persuaded to put in the track listing, but then he thought better of it. But it wound up being a decently charting single for him. For that, Husker Du with their cover of the Byrds' classic 8 Miles High. And it's from the 8 Miles High Makes No Sense at All EP, which they put out to hold over their clearly legions of fans while they're working on their next album. And that's not the only cover on that EP. They also cover the Mary Tyler Moore theme, which we've played here a few times, and it is just fantastic. For that, Kinky Friedman, The Boogeyman, from the compilation From One Good American to Another. And we got about 25 minutes left, but this final set's going to take us to all sorts of weird places. And you know what? I'm going to let Scott Walker explain the rest.
Hello, Mr. Big Shot. Say you're looking smart. I've had a tiring day. I took the kids along to the park. You've become a stranger every night with the boys. Got a new suit. That old smile's come back, and I kiss the children goodnight, and I slip away on the newly waxed floor. I've become a giant. I fill every street. I dwarf the rooftops, I hunchback the moon. Stars dance at my feet. Leave it all behind me. Screaming kids on my knee, and the telly swallowing me, and the neighbors shouting door, and the subway trembling the roller skate floor. I seek the buildings blazing with moonlight, enchanting way. Their very eyes seem to suck you in with their laughter. They seem you're all right now, so stop a while behind our smile, enchanting way. Oh, to die of kisses, ecstasies and charms. Pavements of poets will write that I died in nine angels' arms, and they all were smiling. Still seductive as sin in their eyes, the man I had been. No more hard luck stories to wear, nothing left to give. Why the hell should I care? Anno's my smile and Mary's my shadow, enchanting way, and with her celebrating sighs
in Channing Way.
Took a train.
Ah, who cares? You always end up in the city.
I set the car, look up for one.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
The boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
All the girls fall into ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart.
Just to hang around. I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun.
They tore off my skirt and stuck it on the walls at PS1.
Thank you. Looking for the rain. just like the city that stagger on the coastline. And a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed. Betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter. And ain't
Mr. Scott Heron himself with Winter in America. And I got that off a compilation CD my dad bought way back when, so thanks, Dad. Gorillaz, Every Planet We Reach Is Dead from Demon Days 2005. Pixies, I Bleed off of Doolittle. The New Pornographers, Myriad Harbor from Challenger's House 2007. And we start off with Scott Walker, the good Scott Walker, the one we can all agree on, with the Amorous Humphrey Plug from Scott 2. That's going to bring us to the end here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. And please tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different note. Get out there, stay frosty, and stay hydrated.